Now we're going to kick straight off with a chat with Margaret White. Now the Fold is a community arts centre in Billericay. It hosts a variety of entertainment, member societies and classes for all ages. So here to tell us all about it is Margaret White. Welcome, Margaret.
Hello, Bob.
Thanks for coming in today. So can you tell us a bit about the Fold? First of all, where does that name come from, the Fold?
Well, if you write the initials, you get BAA. British Airways.
Right.
To do with some of their money.
It's the Billericay Arts Association, BAA. Yeah.
So hence the sheep. Sheep connection, hence the Fold.
And the Fold. Oh, excellent. So what about the history of the Fold? When was it first set up?
It started in 1979. Some like-minded people, it didn't involve me at the time, put notices round to lots of households in Billericay just saying, was anyone interested in starting an arts centre?
Okay.
And I thought, that sounds a nice idea. Put it on one side, didn't do anything about it, but luckily others did.
Okay. So when was all this?
It was in the summer of 79. They'd identified a building in the high street in the car park that was empty, and they set about getting hold of it.
Right. And so you got involved as a result of this leaflet put through your door, did you?
No, I got a hold. It came rather later. I was on Basildon Council for the Residents Association.
Okay.
In May of 79. And then every organisation in Basildon, Billericay, Wickford, that had council money in it had to have a council representative, and you're given a long list of all the organisations and people. You chose which ones you wanted, and I thought that this sounded quite interesting.
Yeah. So you're set up as the Billericay Arts Association. What are the stated aims of the association?
We provide the facilities for people to do art, to expand their interests, to try and learn new things, to make new friends,
yeah.
And to come and listen to some great concerts and drama.
Yeah, great. Well, you've come in with an absolute armful of leaflets here. Can you give us an idea, first of all, of the types of entertainment that are hosted at the Fold?
They're usually on a Saturday night, just because of getting people. We have clubs that meet during the week. Our room's not very big, so we can only host 70.
Right.
We can only seat 70. And when we talk about a male voice choir, I think they'd either be in the car park or the audience would be. So we have to be a bit limited with what we have.
Okay.
We have jazz seems to be going very well at the moment. We had a super classical concert. We've got the Railway Children coming in April. Not all of them, and certainly not a live steam engine, I'm afraid.
Right. and that's a sort of play for children, is it?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. Well, looking through some of these leaflets here, you've got the Simon Hurley Quartet on Saturday the 12th of March. That looks very much like jazz. Would that be jazz?
That is jazz, yes.
Okay. The Clara String Quartet, which is classical, of course. Programme includes quartets by Mozart, Shostakovich, Haydn and Mendelssohn. As I'm reading down that leaflet, that was last Sunday, yes. then we've got the Remy Harris Trio. That's another one in the past, isn't it?
That's it, yeah.
Ah, right. The John Critchinson Quartet. So a lot of jazz, some classical. It sounds great. And obviously a play for children in the Railway Children. You've also got a lot of classes going on there at the Fold, haven't you? Can you give us an idea of the range of things that you cover?
Well, they're all arts related. So lots of painting classes in various styles, watercolour, acrylics, different tutors. Main thing about our tutors, they're a wonderful group of people. We don't pay them the going rate for tutors.
Right.
We pay them what we can afford to pay them, and they're very good. So they're donating part of their time, and we pay them for part of their time. But the arts, we have pottery. Two excellent pottery tutors have now joined us.
Right.
So we've got two kilns and can offer those classes there.
Do you ever reenact the scene from Ghost while you're doing that?
Don't even
go there.
Them.
No.
It wouldn't stop, I think.
No, that's right.
Then sewing, music appreciation's a new class that we've started this year.
Oh, good.
Art history.
Yep.
So quite a variety. There are our classes, and then we have other classes or craft classes, general craft.
Yep. You've got wood carving and sewing and mixed crafts, China painting as well, yeah. And some classes for children, which is good. There's an art class and a fashion and textiles class by the look of it.
Yes, they're quite popular. They're a bit difficult to host because they have to be obviously after school and not too late at night.
Right.
So finding someone that's available at tea time.
Yeah, it can be
easy.
Difficult. Yeah. And also the building itself, the Fold, is used by quite a few clubs and societies. Who have you got coming in and out there?
Yes, well, we've got Camera Club. They're one of the original groups that started. They formed when the Fold began, so hence the name Photo Fold.
Okay.
They meet weekly. We've got Essex Handicraft have one of their branch meetings monthly. The Literary Society. Tales at the Fold, that's for people who like to listen to tales, stories, and to actually tell them. So that's a club. And we also have, they provide us with professional storytellers once a term, and where they bring in outside storytellers.
Yeah.
The Thameside Wood Turners, Patchwork Group, Miniatures and Doll's House Club. They go around making very small items.
Okay, right, yes.
They were making tiny patio tables yesterday.
Oh, great. Well, it's the time of year where your doll's going to go out and have a barbecue, isn't it? Yeah. Well, it sounds like a very, very busy, healthy sort of centre there. I mean, how many people do you think you've got coming and going each week there?
Well, we have, I should think, getting on for 1,000.
Really?
Some come back several times because they belong to more than one class. We have about 50 volunteers who run the place. It's entirely voluntary run.
Yeah.
And we have 11 tutors, who we pay.
Yeah, and we were chatting off air earlier on. You have got a lot of volunteers, but at the moment you've got a bit of a need for a social media and a sort of web expert, haven't you? You'd like to improve your presence on social media and on the internet. So if there's anyone out there listening who thinks they might be able to be of some help with the Fold social media presence, I'm sure they could get in touch with you, and that would be quite welcome, wouldn't it?
Well, we'd be delighted to hear from them, yes.
Yeah.
We've got nobody who's really into Facebook, and we know that's the way of life is going.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll give some contact details in a moment, but first of all, so come on then, sell it to me. What are the benefits of becoming a member of the Billericay Arts Association?
Well, you don't have to become a member at all.
Okay.
You're very welcome to come in as just a member of the public and see what's going on, or to come to one of our concerts. But the membership, it goes back historically. I'm not quite sure why we maintain it as a membership list. I think it's just so we have a contact list, people that we can send our program to, but they get very big discounts on all the classes.
Okay.
And pound off all the tickets for at the concerts.
Good. Okay, so what does it cost to become a member?
For us old people, it's £10 for the year.
Oh, right.
And the juniors are £10, and the people who actually go to work pay £15.
Okay. Oh, well, that sounds very reasonable, and you get discounts on events there. Yeah, fantastic.
It's mainly to cover the postage and the production of the leaflets.
Right. Well, I've just moved to Billericay myself, and I'll have to pop down and have a look and see what's going on down there, because it sounds really interesting, and sounds like you're doing some great work down there. Finally, if anyone would like to contact you, how can they do that?
Well, you'd be very welcome to phone the Fold, 01277 659 286. Drop in at any time during the day. We're usually there 9:30 till 3:30.
Right.
There are some evenings, but we don't have volunteers on duty in the evenings. Saturday mornings, and obviously if we've got concerts, we've got a website,
right,
which is Billericay, BAAthefold.org.uk.
Fantastic. Okay. Well, wish you luck for the coming year and all your events. We'll try and get some of your events on our Phoenix FM events guide and see if we can get a few more feet down there. I mean, it sounds like it's pretty busy anyway, but you can always welcome in one or two more, I imagine.
Yes, thank you.
Yes,
we particularly like to hear of anyone who could offer us any other classes, perhaps
some
ex-teachers who've now retired or getting a bit bored with being at home, who could offer us something new that we haven't got, so we could extend our repertoire.
Excellent.
And, We have got two workshops coming up, well, three workshops coming up. Saturdays in March, so for people who go to work who can only manage weekends. So 5th of March is batik, 12th of March is pottery, and 19th of March is mosaics.
There you go. You could never get bored in Billericay with the Fold, could you? Excellent. Well, Margaret Wyatt from the Fold Community Arts Centre, thanks very much for coming in today. And we'll put all that up on our website later on today. So if anyone listening missed that, the contact details or anything, just have a look at phoenixfm.com later on today. Thanks, Margaret.
Thank you, Bob.